Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And listen, man, I know it's been a while. I know I ain't been on here in a week. I know. But your boy did travel out of town, you know, landed on Sunday. I ain't really have time to prepare the show how I wanted to. You know what I mean? Changing time zones. You know what I mean? So I ain't want to give you all a messed up show. But now I'm back in full effect. And you probably thought, the haters probably thought the podcast was canceled. They saw James Coppola criticizing your boy last week. They thought I canceled the podcast. They thought I discontinued the podcast. They thought it was no more episodes left on the podcast, but that's not happening. We had James Coppola and a couple big backs in my DMs. A couple raging lunatics in my DMs. But that's not canceling the podcast. We back here and I need you to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, I need you to hit that like button. You're probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for this ninja with a black shirt on, red headphones, with the black pillows in the back that don't necessarily match, and the cheetah pillow over here that don't match, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. You're not going to find another one like this one. And listen, man, if you're a returner, go ahead, hit the like button. And shout out to the best Playback gang on YouTube. Playback gang on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that like button. AKA the PBG. And listen, man. Listen. The energy ain't stopping. All right. At this point, we're uncancelable. They tried to cancel us last week and you can't cancel us. They tried everything, but we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to keep telling the truth. We're going to keep putting out game. We're going to keep educating. We're going to keep entertaining. We're going to keep doing everything. So with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Let's check on the fam and see how the fam doing. Dom DeMarco, live on a Wednesday. Hey, it's cut up time. See Marty, what's up, baby? Chunk fucking Wednesday. Yes, sir. He's back. He's back. If anyone is wondering why Unk was gone, it's because he had a BBW bash. I don't know about that one, bruh. Yes, sir. Beth Ann, what's going on? If you use the word fat phobia, don't watch the podcast. We don't have time for that. Do more workout vlogs and you train your clients. Got a whole bunch of it on the way, already chopped up and scheduled, brother. Got them chopped up, so we got one dropping every day. You know, I ain't have no time. I barely was sleeping. I quit that job. I got time, so I've been putting a lot more into my content. Marie was missing you, Unc. Yeah, shout out Marie. Hopefully Marie show up today. And listen, with all that being said, man, let's get this episode started. All right, some of y'all probably saw this on my social media the other day, but we got this kid here. He's going to tell us why he doesn't lift weights. And he's not in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
He's not in the black community. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, please.
Lifts are made for weak people to get strong, bro. If you're already strong, you don't need to lift weights, bro. And that's why I don't lift weights. I'm already strong.
This boy lifted 135. Now he think he's strong.
You're just weak for lifting weights, bro. You're lifting all these weights to get strong because you're not already strong.
What does already strong mean? What did you do to show that you already strong? What task did you accomplish to show that you already strong?
I'm already strong. I don't need to lift weights, bro. I'm not a pussy.
Oh, God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So in order to lift weights, you have to be a P-U-S-S-Y. Let's not talk about the soreness. Let's not talk about going to the gym when you don't feel like it. Let's not talk about how difficult the workout can be. You're a P-U-S-S-Y if you want to lift weights. But you're not a P-U-S-S-Y if you don't sit here and, if you sit here and you build like Patrick Stewart.
Nope.
You're not a P-U-S-S-Y if you sit here and are lazy and a bum and eat whatever you want.
Nope.
You're not a P-U-S-S-Y if you practice zero discipline in your life.
Nope.
But you a P-U-S-S-Y if you lift weights. Listen, fellas, this is the reality of being a fit guy. You're going to deal with people talking all types of shit. You're going to deal with people hating on you. You're going to deal with people that's going to try to make you feel bad for wanting to be fit. The women deal with it too, but this one's for the fellas. It's a shame, man. And testosterone apparently isn't cool anymore. Doing things that can increase your testosterone aren't cool anymore. Things that can increase your metabolism so you can keep excess body fat off of your body isn't cool anymore. And unfortunately, with social media, you're going to have young kids like this. This kid's probably 17 years old, 16 years old, probably hasn't experienced a day in the real world, more than likely. And they're going to tell you you're a P-U-S-S-Y. Excuse me. If you want to lift weights. Listen, man, America is cooked. The soy boy epidemic, the way soy boys are accepted in America is absolutely insane. That's acceptable, but being a fit man is toxic and looked down upon. What does naturally strong mean? There's no way he thinks he looks like a strong man. There's no way he thinks he looks better than someone who's in the gym. Again, another excuse just to not do the hard work. And that's just what it is, man. And that's just what you got to deal with when you're going to be fit. You know, it's not going to come easy. It ain't sweet like you think it's going to be, because, you know, you think you're going to get fit and the world just going to be easy and great.
Nope.
And you think everyone's going to admire your muscles and admire your body.
Nope.
That's just not how it works. It comes with a lot of hate. It comes with a lot of BS narratives, a lot of myths, and a lot of people, they just can't stand that energy. When you walk around with that fit energy, it's going to make some people feel bad. You're going to make some people feel insecure. And that just will come with greatness. Because if you in the gym consistently, you are greatness. You a top 1%er in the world. So get used to it. Understand that that's going to be on your path. Don't complain about it. Accept it, and it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going, man. Oh, there we go. I thought my button wasn't working. I'm like, oh, no, not the button not working on the first day back. That's a problem. Where we at, man? Mamba Ross was good, bro. He's living the definition of an incel. Absolutely. What's good, Ron? I'm here. But we're studying tonight, so I'm in the background. This clinical rotation is kicking my butt. Patients expect me to know stuff when I walk in, so I have to study after 12 hours. And that's cool. Do your thing, Rhonda. You know, we appreciate you being on, because I'm getting some watch time. make sure you hit the like button, Rhonda. And if your man with you and he got a YouTube account, make sure he hit the like button as well, because he supports you watching this podcast. And you know I gotta go. So what's good, Steph? Hey, Steph, killing y'all in the workouts this week. Ask Steph, the workouts been crazy this week. They said I don't know how to train though. They said I'm an amateur though. They said I hate black women though. Hey, listen, man. Oh, I'm gonna tell y'all after this. Ronoff lifted 600 pound patients for 12 hours just to study about fat sensitivity and inclusivity. Next. I don't know. What the hell? I don't even know if that's a word, bro. I got these shades on. calling people a P-U-S-S-Y and you got all that acne action on your face is crazy work. Insane. AC Marty, what up, baby? KG, what up, baby? What up, C. Marty and Fifth Fan? Peace from Connecticut. Remy, what's good? Body sore as fuck. Exactly. The nurses do the lifting. I be running out of the room so fast. Oh, man. Anyway, man, all I was about to say, bro, with that whole James Coppola situation, bro, I was just thinking, like, how soft, how much of a P-U-S-S-Y do you have to be to make a reaction video to someone who's minding their business? Nobody was thinking about James Coppola. Then when I clap back, he blocks me. That's some hoe-ass shit, bro. Oh, that's some hoe shit, bro.
This guy stinks!
As many reaction videos as I do, people get pissed at me. They clap back sometimes. But there's no way I'm going to block someone because they were minding their business and I decided to react to them and mess up their day. They got all these alerts on their phone. They clap back at me because, of course, they pissed. I'm not about to block you. Nah, that's what comes with it. If you want to react to people, you got to hear the criticism. You got to hear the criticism, man. So I just had to throw that in there, get that off my chest. Misspell, but basically don't offend big backs despite them destroying your back. Exactly. All right, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all. First episode back in the H-Town. And if you want to know what happened in H-Town, I posted a vlog today. We got part two dropping tomorrow. And we got part three dropping Friday. So you can see what was going on in the H-Town. I got a lot of stuff on the way for y'all, man. Where we at, man? Oh, we got BBW crash out. This woman compares being obese to being black. And black people.
Nope.
As much as y'all cry racism, this right here is ridiculous. Some of these people think they allies of the black community and you just sound crazy. I was offended by this one. Let's check it out, man.
Gonna understand that it's all the same thing. They're trying to exterminate fat people. They want to get rid of us. It's all white supremacy. Fat phobia is
so wanting to have less fat people and creating a drug to help you lose weight means you want to exterminate fat people. Or maybe there's a market for people who want to lose weight and there's a business who can provide a solution. What is wrong with these people, man?
It's racism. They're so excited that they found a drug.
No white woman should be comparing anything to racism. You ain't spent a day black in your life. Shut your big back ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That makes it so we don't exist anymore. If tomorrow they released a drug that said we cured blackness,
Did she just say cure blackness? What are you talking about? I can't control my skin color, but you can control the size of that back. I can't control my race, but you can control how much food you eat. You can control how many calories you eat. I'm gonna rewind that one because that was crazy. Hold up.
Exist anymore. If tomorrow they released a drug that said we cured blackness, if you just take this pill, you can be white. It's all the same thing.
She's comparing.
What are you talking about?
Losing weight to oppression, to genocide. Let's stop. This isn't some political horror show. It's weight loss. Getting healthier and losing weight isn't racism. It's taking care of your body. Obesity is what's killing people here. It's not the act of fixing it. Losing weight and bettering your health isn't oppression. It's not some conspiracy theorist where they're trying to exterminate all of you guys. The real danger is going to be believing that.
Yeah, man.
This guy stinks!
I mean, as much as we talk about black people on this show, I mean, the excuses for white people and their obesity, and always they always got to bring up black people. No, you're not oppressed. You just keep pressing food through the drive-thru.
Nope.
You're not oppressed, though. I mean, this is crazy. We live in a society where they deny science. They want to believe science when they want to. And when it doesn't work in their, when science doesn't work in their favor, when it proves that their habits suck and their lifestyle sucks, now you don't believe in science. Now you want to compare this to oppression. No, maybe people are losing weight because it's healthy for him,
nope,
for them, and there's scientific evidence to support it. These people are crazy. But this is America. And for her to sit here and say that they're trying to get rid of big people or exterminate big people, that's absolutely insane because there's too much.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Funny and Big Back. You got Big Back restaurants. You got Big Back propaganda. You got Big Back clothing. There's too much money in it. So no, they're not trying to get rid of you. They want you to be fat. But you got Big Pharma. They benefit from Big Back people. So it's just, it's not happening, bro. It's not happening. So y'all got to chill out with that, man. It's getting crazy out here. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going, man. It's really crazy out here, man. It's wild. Where we at in these comments, man? I heard it's a lot of HIV in the H-Town. Well, luckily, I wasn't out there to sleep around. I was out there visiting family. And I was out there to get content, literally. Why is she sweating just talking? I bet she reeks of chunk fun, man. Andy and Dolly said.
What?
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Wicked Scorpion. Oh, wow, that's crazy, bro. Jenny, get your people. Where's Jenny tonight? I was born black. She wasn't born fat. We don't want to exterminate her. We just want her to live healthier. And it's really that simple, man. And my thing is this, though. If you don't want to live healthier, just go about your day. Go about your life. It's all good. Kelly Corrin. Hey, C. Marty. What's going on? Let's welcome Kelly Corrin to the show. What's going on? She said, hey, chat, go follow Kelly on TikTok. She be talking that talk. She get into the politics like I do. So go ahead, check her out, man. She going to ruffle some feathers just like me, man. Let's keep this thing going. We got this guy here, and he's basically going to talk about what the world thinks about black men's standards when it comes to dating women. We're going to see what other races think of black men. And when I try to hold black men accountable on this, they get upset.
Nope.
They say that I'm simping.
What?
So let's see. Let's see if what I said has any truth to it. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Let's keep it going, man. So her thing says, I can't even see that. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It says, I'm 5'7 and 130 pounds, 38, and recently divorced. Describe me in one word. So clearly we see she is not 130 pounds. There's no way.
And 130 pounds, 38, and recently divorced. Describe me in one word. you should lose some weight here, but that ass looks pretty fat, to be honest. A black man would do anything for that ass.
The black man would do anything for that ass. So basically, he's saying black men have zero standards as long as there's ass attached to it.
Ass, to be honest. To be honest with you, so 38 and divorced, that's not great, but you could get a black king to take care of you, to give you a child before you run out of eggs. Go get yourself a black king. Black.
This is so racist, bro.
Describe you in one word. Blacked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, look, man. Look, hey, black men. Black men. They say I always talk about black women, but I talk about the black men too. We got to step it up. This is the reputation we have gotten because we've let our women get so out of hand, right? We keep lying to our women. I'm calling them juicy, thick, voluptuous, plus size. What's another one? What's the new joint? Full figured. But we keep telling them this. And then this mindset, we use that. Not we. I ain't going to say we. Black men use that when they date other races. So the fat women from the fat white women that the white men don't want, black men take it. The fat Latinas that my Latino brothers don't want, the black men take it. And so this is the reputation we have for zero standards. This is not something to flex. This is not cool. This ain't cool. And people act like, well, you know, more for me. More for me. I just have them all to myself. Listen, bro, it's sad because at the end of the day, you clearly don't care about that woman's health and you don't care about your future kids if you decide to have kids. There's so much scientific data that shows you're putting the kid at risk if you're obese, and the woman's putting herself at risk if she's obese when she's pregnant. So you don't care about that woman. So basically, black men, along with all the other negative stereotypes we have, because we know it's a whole bunch of them. We know black men got the worst stereotypes out of any other demographic.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So along with all that, now we got the reputation of having zero standards for dating and not caring about our women. It's crazy, bro. The community is all effed up. It's all effed up. And we can't even talk to the community about it. Yeah, fellas, we got to step it up. Oh, man. Uncle Tom.
What?
Coon.
What?
Damn, bro. I'm sorry that we should care about women's health, that you should have some standards. Because then, not only that, should I go here today, y'all? Should I go this far today? Yeah, fuck it. We here. So not only do you not care about her health, but you're going to attract low quality. You're going to attract low quality. And if she's attracting, I mean, if you're attracting a low quality woman, she's attracting low quality man. So that automatically makes you low quality. And that's why we got our women in Popeyes fighting. That's why we got our women in McDonald's fighting. Wendy's fighting. But you don't see them fighting at the salad spot. You don't see them fighting at the gym. Only in the shitty food sections of the neighborhood, because that's what we feed on and snack on. It's getting crazy out here. Fellas, step it up. And I'm going to keep telling the truth about it. And you're not changing my mind on this one. Take a step out of where y'all from? North Philly? Oh, no. South Philly. KG, take a step out of South Philly. Take a step out of Harlem. Take a step out of Southeast D.C. Take a step out of Newark, New Jersey, Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, Houston, Texas. Where else I'm missing? Take a step out of Compton and Watts. And you'll see, outside of those areas and more that I didn't mention, this glorification for fat women is only in the black community. It ain't nowhere else. And ladies, stop listening to men encouraging this shit. Y'all got to cut it out, ladies. Have some standards for yourself. Love on yourself. He clearly don't love you. If he wants you to be fat and telling you to stay fat, that man does not love you. All right. Get in the habit of going to the gym. Get your meal preps. Get your cardio in. Get some resistance training in. and focus on your future. Stop focusing on Dusty Ninjas right now when it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Yes, sir.
Dom DeMarco.
Yes, sir. Where we at, man? She like 190 to 200. Yeah, she was not 130. She effing lying like hell. Kelly laughing. That woman is fat. Her ass doesn't even look good. And that's the thing. It's just a whole bunch of ass. Just no, not toned. You know what I mean? Ninjas go crazy for that. Oh, yeah, I need that. Yeah, that's what I lift weights for, to lift that ass, ninjas.
Nope.
Bro saying black with a hard K. Black ass ninja. Spider-Mo is a perfect example. Oh, shit.
Oh,
brother, shit.
This guy stinks.
Don't forget they be calling him stout, too. That must be, they don't call him stout here. That must be a down south thing or another city thing. They do not call them stout here. I don't know about that. Why is it always the dusty out of, the dusty out of shape black guys wanting fat women? Yeah, it's them black guys in affluent neighborhoods don't want that. Promise you. More for Wicked Scorpion and KG, but not Jay Sharp. He learned his lesson from playing in the snow. That's crazy, bro. Low quality attracts low quality. Facts, exactly. That's why them recently divorced 30 to 40-somethings are perfect for 2 a.m. couch Olympics. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. You got to go, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Yep. We got the first arrest for the day. Spidey is out of here. Spidey, I think that's your first comment for the day. You're out of here, buddy. See you Friday. At KG, I only used to crack BBWs. You be paying their bills and talking to them. Wow. Taking them to Geno's. Wow. That's crazy. Didn't you tell us one time you went to Monique's house? That's crazy. Spidey is Spider-Mo's second account. Anyway, man, let's keep it going. What we got next, bro? Oh, we got 140 and below. I talked about this on my Instagram yesterday or 2 days ago. And basically, this guy was saying that he wants a woman to be 140 and below. And listen, you can be fit and in shape at 160, 170, 180. We've gone over this before, all right? But if someone prefers 140, that's just what they prefer. You shouldn't be shamed for it. Just like if a woman prefers a 6'3" man, she shouldn't be shamed for it. It might be hard to find it, but she shouldn't be shamed for it. So let's see the reaction to this guy saying he wants a woman that's 140. And we're going to take a trip to the black community.
I ain't fuck with them plate cleaners. Anything over 140 is not for me.
Now, this is not a jab at him because he look like he bite. But I honestly want to know where y'all are finding these girls that are 140 and below.
I mean, you can go anywhere and find them. I know we have a high percentage of obese women in the black community. But you can find women 140 and under almost everywhere. I mean, you see them daily, I'm sure. I mean, it's not even a debate.
Girl, y'all, every woman in my life, we pushing 160 and up. What?
Now, depending on height, I mean, that's diabolical. That's not a flex. That could potentially be an issue. There can be some health issues there. So you sitting here thinking you flexing and that's a problem.
No, y'all just overweight.
So now elementary school. Now they're trying to label men as pedophiles if we want a woman who's 140 and below. Now we're pedophiles. And this is what I'm talking about, kind of what I talked about with the white dude earlier. They're going to shame you. They're going to shame you if you have any type of fit standard, whether that's for yourself or for your lady. It's crazy. The black community is so backwards. We blame everything for our obesity except for the mindsets and our approach to our weight, our approach to our health and fitness, our approach to our lifestyles, our approach to our choices. We don't blame that shit, but we want to blame Trump and the white man.
Look at my African American over here.
Just because all the people around you fat don't... No, I'm not going to say they fat, but overweight, you know, when people start talking about BMI scale, oh, that shit is racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, all that. It was made by the white man and woo-dee-woo. And then y'all start yelling about,
brother.
The Rock is overweight. start naming all these in shape people who are like way off on the BMI scale. Hell, I'm on.
Right, the BMI scale, it doesn't apply to you if you have muscle mass. Most of y'all big asses don't have muscle mass. Y'all might have a lot of ass, but you ain't got no muscle mass. You might go to the drive-thru fast, but you ain't got no muscle mass. You might eat like trash, but you ain't got no muscle mass. You might have a fupa in the stash.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
But you ain't got no muscle mass.
On the BMI scale. You think I'm over? No, I did this on purpose. You're not an outlier if you're not someone who works out every day, someone who tries to put on a specific amount of weight to do this, that, and the third. And the BMI scale is for you. You're average.
Facts.
They make these big overarching, like, common sets of data for you. The person who doesn't do anything. Listen, just a quick Google search showed me this. The average woman in the United States of America is about 170 pounds.
Hey, come on, y'all. You gotta think, that's a lot. If the average woman is 5'2", you feel me? Think about it, like the average woman is 5'2", maybe 5'3". That's a lot of weight on that little frame.
The average height of women is 5'3". Which means, on average, 170, y'all fat as hell.
Damn. See?
Obese.
Damn.
Obese. So if you 170 and your average height, you're obese. It just is what it is. You can try to make people seem crazy, but like, just because fat is normal doesn't mean people have to start to like fat.
Facts.
That's not... You try to make them sound like a PDF file.
See?
That's crazy.
See? What I tell you? Dom DeMarco. I told you, bro. I told you. If you have a standard, and these men do it too, because if you have a standard and women don't fit in that standard, they're going to try to shame you with that PD file thing. And I don't know, mate, what year did this start? Was this like, maybe was it like 2021 or 2022, where it's like just this obsession with late?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Enabling men is pedophiles popped up. It's crazy. I mean, it's ridiculous. Everybody's trying to call someone a pedophile. They calling people pedophile who have no type of allegations or no history of it. It's ridiculous, man. And on the flip side, men do the same shit. Let a woman say, oh yeah, I need a man that make X amount of money. Hey. You gotta like me for me, ass ninjas. Let a woman say, yeah, I need my man to be in shape. It ain't about in shape, it's about the bankroll.
What?
It's just a human thing, man. So, you know, if I see someone has a certain standard and I don't fit that standard, you know, it's one of two things. You can start bitching, or you could be like, hey, maybe I can do something. I could fix something to fit in this standard, or I could just move on with my life and take someone who's going to accept me for what I am. I'm cool with where I'm at. But no, people want to get to bitching. And then they get mad when they get called out. See, Marty fit a coon. He's a bitch ass ninja. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Oh man, I'm killing y'all. First episode back, man. want a 6 foot man, but they are 600 pounds. People really just be making videos just to make them. TikTok has a lot of retards. You know, man, it really though. They really do. I only find them at Sprouts, but never Walmart. If you're near a bunch of white women, most of them are going to be slim, unless you're hanging around a bunch of female wiggers. Like black men, female wiggers.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's diabolical. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Female wiggers. See you Friday, buddy. See you Friday. Female wig is insane. I've never heard that before, bro. 140 is a lot if you're short. Uh-oh, Ron. Don't let Marie see that. You know, Marie had to get on Ron's ass. Last episode or two episodes ago, Marie had to get on her ass. Actually, I prefer ice cream variety. Shout out to Wu-Tang. Oh, man. Can't see. What up, dog? Every woman in her life is obese. Obese friends, obese family. And it's normal. It's literally normal to be obese in America. It is normal to be obese. So normal that, sorry, ladies, love y'all. So normal that if you tell a woman, hey, you fit in the obese range, she gonna let you know. No, it's not. No, that is not obese. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. This is a real woman here. You must like little girls because I'm a grown woman. This is grown. You must date white girls. He like white girls. Am I lying or not? Am I lying or not? Say it to a fat white woman, an obese white woman. What? You're fat phobic. You must not like black people.
Nope.
What the? What are you talking about? 140, you know she got them iPhone 17 cheeks.
Strike three, you're out.
Dog, shut up. 5'9" for a woman at 140 is actually healthy. Brother, you're gonna get canceled for that one. I didn't say that. Wicked said it. It started in 2021 podcast and gender wars era. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. You must be hanging out with a bunch of low-quality hood rats for people to be calling you chomos. I've never had anyone call me that in my life. Yeah. Shit, they tried to do that with me. Because was it KG? When KG first started watching, when I was talking about the whole Tyler, the singer situation, Tyler, they was telling Tyler to move out the way when Tim's was dancing. And I was like, I hate petite women. And they was like, oh, you're a pedophile. Yeah, I'm like, what the? Because, bro, Tyler, the singer, looks good. Well, you're not about to call me a pedophile because I said she looks good. She looks good, bro. Tim's look good, too. What is wrong with y'all, man? A lot of these Frigidaire and Whirlpool-built chicks, damn, be having 140-pound youngins running around. So in their world, big back 190 pounds is life. Crazy, bro. Not that Clucker been enrolled auntie weight. That's insane. Wigga is white person who acts. I know what a wigga is. I'm just saying. I never heard that as a woman. Marie can talk all she want, but will never show her face nor that back. Yeah, man. And that's the thing, man. I'm at the point now where, you feel me? Even the post yesterday I made where I was literally just coaching my boy. I was coaching him, you know, correcting his form and stuff. And it's this dude on Instagram. He was like, is he leaning back too far on the lat pulldowns? I'm like, bro, all he does is come in my comments and disagree. You go to his page, nothing. No workout videos, no pictures, let alone full body pictures. So I told him, I'm like, bro, if you're going to criticize, you got to have something on your page, bro. You can't keep criticizing and don't got shit on your page. Make it make sense. They say you can't handle grown woman pressure if you don't date a woman over 200 pounds and be a stepdad to her kids.
Nope. Big back activity.
Y'all crazy, bro. Look up Stephanie Beatrice. She's hot and slim. All right, I'll look her up. See, Marty, have you thought about going live on IG and giving fitness advice, Kevin Samuel style? That's a great idea, man. That is a great idea. I'll start doing that. I'll start doing that. I gotta move some things around. I'm not gonna lie, I'm enjoying this free time, you know, not having that 9 to 5 no more. I'm just doing my content, doing my training. So I definitely could do that. The only thing is, you gotta be careful. Don't want to get the account banned, because people are sensitive, bro. Especially my TikTok. It's like, at this point on TikTok, every week, I'm either getting a strike or I got to appeal something, because people just always reporting shit. And it don't even be bad. So let me navigate some things, and I think that's a great idea. Now I have to make an IG just to watch you. Oh, well, you know what, Ronith? I can, what I'll do is I can do like Kevin Samuels did, because Kevin Samuels would do the IG live and then just post it on YouTube, you know, for extra content. So I could do that too, you know. So, hey, let's keep this thing going, man. Killing y'all. Hit that like button. The Big Back's going to be ready to come for you. I mean, it ain't nothing new. Like, it ain't nothing new. Motherfuckers was coming at me when I first started. Had one person watching, and it'd be a troll in here. No cap. I remember when I first started doing the streams in like 2023, I had one person in here watching. One motherfucking person. And it was a troll. They talking about, yeah, give it up, C. Marty. This is trash.
Nope.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. You fat shaming. I said, oh, man. And there was one person in here, and that one person got cooked. It don't matter if it's one person watching or 100 people watching. They getting cooked. Chef Boy Al Marty, they getting cooked in here. Chef Boy Marty. Streams here too, please. Yes, I'm gonna stream here too, Steph. Steph's like, don't go anywhere. You can stream on Instagram, but still stream here, Chris. Still stream here, see Marty ass ninjas. I only have YouTube. I don't do social media since 2019. Listen, Ronda, YouTube ain't going nowhere. And now that I got more time on my hands, y'all going to love the content. Some of the shit I got dropping for y'all, y'all get to see like a different, because y'all see me here, but y'all don't see me like in the gym setting. Y'all don't see me like, you know, y'all going to see a different side. I know y'all feel like y'all know a ninja.
Nope.
But y'all don't know me like that. All right. Ronda don't know me like that. Wicked. Steph probably the only one that know me like that on here. Jay Sharp don't know me like that. Beth Ann Brown don't know me like that. Spider Mo know me. Shout out to your perseverance to keep building up on the pod. Appreciate that, dog. Yes, sir.
Let him cook.
Yes, sir. Take some patience. Chris, I think I heard you say you'll be back on Friday. Have you decided to keep Fridays, or are you just going to keep going to be live Sundays, Wednesdays? I'll be here this Friday. And I'll just communicate with y'all as I go. That's it. I'm just communicating. Marty B at goal is ducking them box jumps. Hell nah. Anyway, let's keep it going. We got this girl here. She said she, make sure y'all hit the like button too. We got this girl here. She said she used to have abs. She used to have abs, but now she just want to eat whatever she wants. And she wants to date a dude that's going to allow her to eat whatever she want. And y'all can guess, if she's the Keisha community or not.
I'm not going to say what race, think? What people.
What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments.
If you scared of a little belly roll, a little back roll, a little roll.
Belly deli?
Right here, a little roll. Listen, you might not want to come over here, baby. Listen, you might not come. Listen, don't come around here. If you like everything flat. Everything flat. Listen, I'm not knocking no female that do her thing in the gym for six pack and abs, but I have lived that life. I don't want to. I'm tired. I want to enjoy my life and keep everything.
So you want to enjoy your life? Let your health go to shit. You don't want to work out anymore. You know what, ladies? That's dumb as hell.
Nope.
I need people to understand we're not going to the gym because we want to. Now, there are days and I feel like it, but this is a necessity. You have to move your body. You have to put nutrients in your body. You have to keep your body hydrated if you want longevity. Unless you want to be limping around when you get older and struggling to move, potential injuries, then that's on you. But ladies, this is ridiculous, man. This is an awful mindset, and you're going to attract a dusty-ass ninja and then be mad that you attracted a dusty-ass ninja and wonder, why I keep attracting this?
Nope.
All ninjas ain't ish. Black men ain't ish. I'm going to get a white man. White man don't want that belly.
Belly?
I'm dating outside the race. These black men can't go. You keep attracting dusty-ass ninjas because you got this type of mindset.
Right, that need to be right. But when it come down to that belly... That area right above the panty line, listen, it's not going anywhere. I'm in my 30s right now. I'm loving the weight that I...
30s is not old. Like, if 30 is old to like an 18-year-old, but like in actual life, 30s is not old. Even like 37, 38 is not old. We got a lot of more life to live. Well, I hope so, if you take care of your damn self. But, like, people be like, yeah, I'm in my 30s now. Hang it up. Throwing the towel. Bro, you're young as shit. You're young as hell, bro. Like, just think about how much you've grown and how much you've learned from 20 to 30. There's only going to be more from 30 to 40. And even at 40, you still got a lot more life to live. Folks got it fucked up.
I'm enjoying the body I'm in. Y'all men that's scared of a little belly roll, a little back roll.
Oh, we're not scared of it.
I don't know what to tell you. I call them handlebars. Hold on, baby. Okay, just hold on. just work with me.
Yeah, and this is the mindset, and people don't think about what's this going to turn into down the road. Because, I mean, it's very unlikely that you're just going to wake up and have this drastic lifestyle change. Like, oh, yeah, let me get in the gym. Does it happen? It happens. But more than likely, it's probably not happening. So, again, we look at everything but the mindsets. We look at everything but the excuses. We look at everything, especially with the women, with the take me as I am syndrome. Take me as I am syndrome. If you don't take me as I am, you're not a real ninja.
Nope.
If you don't love me like this, you don't love me at all.
Nope.
If you don't love me like this, you're gay.
What?
If you don't love me like this, you like men.
What?
If you don't love me like this, you like white girls.
What?
And the list just continues. The list continues. So, ladies, this is a piss poor mindset. This is fucking lazy. This is trash. And this is setting low standards for yourself. And it's funny how women complain about the men having low standards. When it comes to dates, when it comes to gifts, when it comes to vacations, men ain't doing enough for them. But what type of man you think you're going to attract with that mindset? You got to be a piss poor partner with that mindset. And I'm just being honest. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how fat that ass is.
Nope.
You got to be a piss poor partner. So y'all do y'all thing though. I don't know shit. I'm just a dumb trainer podcaster. And it is what it is. And you know I'm a
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. I mean, crazy. Where we at in these comments, man? She had abs in high school, got with a man that was too lenient on her, and now she's bigger and thinks it's cool. You attract what you are. I bet with her mindset, she's still gonna be single in her 40s and 50s if she doesn't change her mind. It's crazy. This is really dumb. It's about so much for it's about so much more than aesthetics. I do it for my health and longevity. The body you acquire is just the icing on the cake. I ain't even start my fitness journey until 31. Damn, see, a lot of people start their fitness journey in their 30s. A lot of people. I'm 33 and I still feel young. I'm actually stronger and fitter than in my 20s, but I do need my rest. Absolutely. And I saw a post the other day and it was basically saying like 18, 20, 21 should not be your prime, like physically. Your physicality, your strength, your mobility, things should improve, you know, until you hit a certain age where you'll probably start to decline. But early 30s, which I'm assuming is this that girl, she can't be anywhere between 26 and 33. She's got to be in that range. That's not time to hang it up and throw the towel. It's not time for that. A whole lot of life to live. She tripping. Oh, brother. Facts. Whatever she says, she right. Yeah, see, Spider-Mo, Dusty Ninja's thinking my ass all the time. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
See you Friday, buddy. All she gonna do is have Dusty Ninjas flooding her DMs. You are what you attract. Absolutely. They become unk status in their 30s, so they had to take their vitamins and fiber so they aren't stuck on the toilet. Makes sense. I started my fitness journey at 17, but didn't start training people until I was 32. Absolutely, man. Hey, hit that like button. Let's keep it going, man. Dom DeMarco. We got rapper Huncho. I think that's how you say his name. He doesn't want his girl going to the gym. Another one of these red pill talking point podcasting ass ninjas. Well, he's a rapper, but listen to too many red pill podcasts. Let's check it out, man.
Like this.
What did she say, babe? Can I work out with you? Can I go with you to the gym?
No.
Ooh. What?
You're too many niggas at the gym. Oh, you can't go with me to the gym.
Okay.
You can't go to the gym because there's too many ninjas at the gym. Come, oh my God, bro.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I'll talk at the end.
There's too many niggas at the gym. Eyeballs just be like this, like just searching. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I go to the gym. I used to go to the gym every day. The gym is like the club.
In Atlanta, it gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, but that's any
lately,
gym. The gym
no,
is like the
anywhere,
club.
Anywhere, because this all the BBLs is at the gym.
Gym like the club, man. People don't even be going. They go in there to work out. They get their little workout in, but they be going in the gym to mingle.
That's crazy. I can't.
Oh, brother, now, this guy stinks.
Now, I will say he's right about the gym being like the club, but. Listen, man, you can't complain about the obesity problem in the black community and women. You can't complain about women being lazy if you literally sit here and say that you won't allow your woman to go to the gym. You won't allow her to go to the gym, but you got a problem with her if she gains weight. You're probably going to kick her to the curb if she gets uncontrollably out of hand. It's getting crazy out here. And fellas, your lady can cheat on you anywhere she goes. Unless you have eyes on her daily and you with her daily, she could cheat when she go get her hair done. She could cheat at work. She could cheat anywhere, bro. I hate how people just blame it on the gym. When people be having real life relationships with their coworkers, they be having real life work husbands and work wives. But the gym gets a bad rap. I can't stand that shit, man. This is a super ignorant mindset to have. And fellas, y'all got to cut this shit out, man. At the end of the day, you doing this shit like this, then when she get around her trainer, she feeling him because you so insecure, and now you worry about the trainer. Now you canceling the training sessions. Don't ask how I know. I seen it before. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I think an older trainer in their 20s and 30s is going to have more older people going to them for training compared to an 18-year-old trainer. Yep. Planet Fitness, the Dollar Tree of the fitness industry. Yep. Your girl can't come because there's too many ninjas in the gym. Another dummy. I got you. Another dummy.
Big dummy.
He probably do the same thing as them other ninjas he worried about. And that's why he's worried about it. The recreational center I work at doesn't have people like him. Of course, Planet Fitness is going to be dudes acting like him. Definitely Planet Fitness. You get what you pay for. You pay for a $9.99 membership, you're going to have to deal with $9.99 niggas. It's just facts. It's just a fact. What we got next, man? We got this girl here who says, ladies, y'all need to get y'all ass in the gym. Honestly, if you need a trainer and you're an obese woman, that dude doesn't want you. So her boyfriend slash husband shouldn't worry about it. One of the nurses were telling me how one of the doctors got three baby mamas working at the same hospital. People are going to be gross, gym or not. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Let's check out this girl saying get in the gym. Then we're going to comment, surf, and get up out of here. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Good morning. I'm in the gym. Some of you fucking slops need to be. This is not a motivational video. Get your ass.
Some of you slops need to be in the gym.
Move those limbs. You getting big as shit.
Are they going to say she hates black women? Are they going to call her a bigot? Because she's a black woman saying this.
Like, I don't know what they talk about, but no, lose that motherfucking weight. Tone up.
Facts.
Okay, tone up. Can you do 5 push-ups? Can you do 20 push-ups in one sitting?
Nope.
No, you can't. Like, let's get right, let's get right, let's get right, let's get tight. You hear me?
Shout out to her. Dom the Monko. And they ain't gonna say she hates black women. Oh no, they might. They might say she's a pick me. That's what it is. She's a pick me. So the men like myself, black men, can't tell women to get in the gym, but black women can't even tell y'all that. The sisterhood can't even tell black women to get in the gym. So nobody is going to get in the gym. And that's why the obesity crisis is going to continue, and they're going to continue to walk around like this. That's why. Makes a lot of sense. Hey, listen, man. The people that want help are going to get help. People that want to improve will improve. The people who want to stay the same and find a fucking excuse to stay the same, they'll be in the same spot. They're not going to stay the same. They're going to get fatter. They're going to get fatter. So remember that. Okay? You might have someone with a harsh message like her. You might have someone with a harsh message like myself, but at the end of the day, we just telling the truth. And you know we got to go. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Ronith is the doctor of a certain color palette. That's hilarious, bro. I just shook my head and walked away. I'm only here for 6 weeks, then I'm gone. I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Hey, man, and speaking of, I'm not going to say what race, what people. We're going to do some comment surfing. Just to expose the BS. Just to expose the BS, man. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. So we got this girl here. She says, lost the weight, but sometimes I still see. So there she is. This is after her weight loss. So she lost 100 pounds. So this is the after. This is before. Right, she's showing it off a little bit, and so yeah, you see the before and after. So let's look at the comments, man. Let's zoom in, let's take a look. What does this comment say? Both. So basically, the dudes are saying, "I'll take the fat version of you," and that's why women stay fat. When you see her, be nice to her. Tell her she did awesome as fuck. She can rest now because you got her from here. This is a simp. I don't know what that message means. Does that mean stop working out? I'm not sure. Both at the same time, simp. Might have been the first time I ever broken up with someone because of their weight loss. All jokes aside, congrats, and you look stunning. Another simp.
Nope.
Black men are, hey, look. When I say black men, obviously I'm not talking about all of us. I'm talking about the ones that this applies to before y'all get sensitive. But black men are fucking awful, bro. I mean, this makes me ashamed to be a black man. I don't see anything wrong with either video. Y'all are cooked. Y'all suck. I would have punished both of y'all. You look amazing. Y'all suck. Somebody's drilling the hole. Y'all are terrible. Yeah, y'all crazy. I feel this on all levels, but thank God for her because she got you here today. Body dysmorphia, don't lose weight and still be feeling and thinking like I used to. Okay, I don't know what that means. Be even more proud of her because she was the motivator for what you see as your results. At some point, she had to get you started. Okay, that's a little encouraging. Look at this, thirsty. The hardest struggle losing weight, seeing the progress without our minds playing tricks. The men in the comments, I'm so sorry. That's all they see. But I know it's not for them. You did it for her. And listen, man, she was extremely beautiful too. Bulky lifting. This is a gym ninja. Oh, no, nah, not with that belly. Never mind. I take that back. People with the first body type are so lucky because when you actually work on it, you'll have the bodies people pay for. That is true. And look, man, this is, and I told y'all, ladies, when guys do this, all they're thinking about is clapping your cheeks. They're not thinking you're going to be a great wife, a great girlfriend, a great mother, someone they want to be around, someone they could still be around when you get on their nerves. I could put up with her when she get on my nerves. They're not thinking that shit. They just think about using you and discarding you. They think about getting their nut off. That's all they want. I was about to say something crazy, but I'm going to chill. That's all they thinking about, y'all. And if that's what you think about yourself, hey, there's a market for you. The world needs it. And there's a life that comes with that market. But if you want to go down that market, it's 2025. You can't shame those type of people. And you're encouraged to do it. So go ahead and do that. But understand what you're signing up for. Don't sit here and complain that you can't find no good ninja when you're subscribing to that BS. Ladies, y'all got to cut that shit out. It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. It's sad. It's sad, man. I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. I'm actually cooking, y'all.
Let him cook.
I'm cooking right now, man.
Let him cook.
And you know, C. Marty got the best fitness podcast out.
C. Marty.
And you know, you're watching a master at work.
You are watching a master at work.
And it is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco.
Where we at in these comments, man? Make sure I hit the like button. She about to get a flood of big back tears with a side of colorism and pretty privileged bullshit. The before looks like a diaper. The after is better, way better, but GED having dusty boys want that Landwell version. Her back and ass are wide. Her back and ass are wild looking. Her ass wasn't even toned at all. It really looked like a diaper butt. Like a pamper butt. Ma'am, are you a toddler? Did you shit your pants, ma'am? Have an ass. The before was morbidly obese. Bulky lifting took the bulk too far.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, how you bulky your belly? What you working on today, belly?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
That was crazy. She probably has body dysmorphia, and these people are not helping. She lost an entire person. Kudos to her. Absolutely, man. We got another post by her. Hold on. This one is a little... If your kids are... Not that it's like crazy, but just... If your kids are around, just, you know, be mindful. It's going to be a little explicit. Nothing crazy. But just letting y'all know for those of y'all that got y'all kids around and shit. Let's check it out, man. So, let's see. Her caption says, 100 pounds down. And I am grateful for how far I've come. Still a ways to go, but I am proud and happy. I don't know what that dance is right there. She just dancing, jiggling it all. So she wants some attention. Okay, she's actually getting the attention she wants. She just happened to lose 100 pounds. That belly was crazy. And she looks much better right there. She looks much better at 100 pounds down. I'm going to pause this somewhere. Maybe there. That's cool. We'll pause it there. All right, because she's doing a lot. And I don't know what's about to pop up. Been looking fine from the start, but the weight loss suits you. Yeah, these ninjas are cooked. You can change everything, who you are, but your smile never changed because that who you are. Stay blessed and keep smiling. Stop simping.
Nope.
Damn, girl. Take the shades off. You was beautiful then, but now you stunning. Face slimed up. You became a 10. Okay, at least he's... acknowledging her weight loss made her better. Face card, Ben 10. Hard eyes, simp ninjas. Shout out to your dedication and the way you chose to change because you didn't like it. Okay, there's a little encouragement. Nah, she cold with and without the 100. Ninjas. I like both, but I love the commitment. Ninjas, so proud of your progress. The girls be showing love. Always gorgeous. Ninjas. Look at this emoji. I mean, look at this GIF. Look at these thirsty ass ninjas, man. Congratulations. All right, cool. But y'all see the bullshit. Y'all see the bullshit, man. This is what we're dealing with. But we, like I said, we want to blame white people. When the reality is we hold our own race back. We hold each other back, bro. We hold each other back and lie to our women and have these low standards. And women, y'all suffer from it. Y'all suffer from it, ladies. So always realize that, man. And with all that being said, that's another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Real shit. Real shit. She has a whole lot of milk. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
She does look better, slimmer, yep. It's a no. Why are we posting this kind of nonsense? Like, yeah, that was crazy. Them ninjas thirsting for the belly fat. Insane. You really can't make this shit up, man. You really can't make this shit up, bro. But listen, man, like I said, another fire episode, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. And it's good to be back. I definitely missed y'all. And it's winter time, so stuff is slowing down. So hopefully we get, you know, get them high numbers back on here. Because, you know, when the comments get going, the comments really make the podcast. I definitely appreciate the live comments. So I definitely want to get back up to the 60, 70 people in here. But anyway, man, go ahead, follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And like I told y'all, man, I got a lot of content on the way for y'all. A lot of it's already chopped up and in the cloud. So just bear with me. We keep elevating the page. We keep transitioning. So definitely love that. And appreciate y'all for being consistent. And with all that being said, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And Jay Sharp said, keep them vlogs coming. The amount of vlogs I got on the way is insane. So just sit back, be patient with me. It's a whole bunch of vlogs. I ain't got nothing but time. So I've been putting the work in, man, I've been recording stuff every day. So y'all going to see a lot more, man. But we'll be back here Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. And appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next episode. We out of here. I appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.